Thank you, Mayor. I have 25 speakers. The first is Ryan Masano, then Mac Worthy, then Mac.
That government governs least, or governs best, which governs least. It is irrational to believe that raising taxes and throwing more money at the problems of crime, homelessness, and a dysfunctional education system will fix those problems. No society in human history ever taxed its way to prosperity. Of course, 1913 was the worst year in American history as we were enslaved with the income tax, direct election of senators, and the Federal Reserve. And if you say who runs the Federal Reserve, you are anti-Semitic, a word which, along with Nazi and racist, was created by these bankers to protect them from criticism. They cry out in pain as they strike you. Police generally do a good job, though, as happened in Russia in 1917 and China in 1948 with their communist revolutions, the media inflamed popular hatred of police so that police would be helpless when communist mobs began murdering the enemies of the bankers. And you are an anti-Semite if you say who they are. Until union control of police and all other professions is ended, they will not be truly accountable to the people they serve. Unions profess to give fair wages and benefits, but in reality, it is about absolute control from the top of the unions. If white supremacists hate bigotry, sexism, and racism from whites was a problem in Sacramento, then why isn't the entire Sacramento City Council made up of straight whites? So we see you are deceiving when you speak about the problems of racism, white supremacy, Nazis, and hate. Just because you hate the truth does not make a white person who tells it hateful. Anti-Semitism used to mean someone who hates all Jews. Now it means someone who is hated by Jew bankers. 90% of...
Hey, see you later, pal. We don't want to hear any more from you.
Okay, I have the First Amendment. I have the First Amendment. This is a violation of my First Amendment rights. This is a violation of my First Amendment rights, and I have the First Amendment. You need to listen to that, and you need to get your audience in control, too. I have 30 seconds left on my clock. You have no right to take away my time.
Will you pause for a moment? I'd like to remind members of the audience that please don't shout out from the audience. You will have your opportunity to speak. Thank you. Would you put 30 seconds back on the clock? You'll have 30 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Please don't shout out from the audience.
We got banned from the meeting. Kick someone out of the meeting.
You'll get your time.
Thank you. Don't shout out from the audience.
So if people disagree with what I say, they have the ability to come up here and speak their disagreement. But the problem is you have people who feel that they are going to shout down the opposition. And so what they do is by doing this, they're ensuring their own First Amendment rights are going to come under attack. So at the end of the day, we have a brainwashed population that is incapable of critical thought. They think they have never been disciplined as kids, so they march up here and they think that
their time is up. Sit down.
Thank you.
Sit down. Get out. Get out. We don't want you. Go. Your time. His time's up. Get out. Next. Next.